President Xi Jinping says China will continue to share its experiences with other countries in battling COVID-19 and providing support and assistance to countries in need. He made the remarks when addressing the general debate of the 75th session of the UN General Assembly. The Chinese president is urging the international community to give priority to saving people's lives, enhancing solidarity, opposing politicization and stigmatization, and working out comprehensive pandemic prevention and control measures. China will provide an additional $50 million to the UN COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan. The president adds that China will honor its commitment of providing $2 billion of international assistance over 2 years to further international cooperation and support other countries in economic recovery. President Xi also says that China will strive to realize carbon neutrality before 2060. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken out for the Black Lives Matter movement. Ramaphosa told the UN General Assembly that South Africa supports the demands for swift action against racism in any form. The BLM movement surged around the world earlier this year following the killing of black man George Floyd by a white police officer in Minneapolis. Ramaphosa also called for solidarity to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic. Ramaphosa said COVID-19 has presented the world with a choice between the global cooperation envisaged by the UN Charter or the pursuit of narrow self-interest and unilateralism. A recent report shows that the COVID-19 pandemic is further widening the racial wealth gap in the United States. The report by the Institute for Policy Studies found that the total wealth of over 600 billionaires increased by $845 billion from mid-March to mid-August, a nearly 30% increase. Meanwhile, over 50 million Americans have lost their jobs since March, and nearly 14 million of them are still unemployed. The United States will see a $500 billion shortage in federal budgets between the 2020 and 22 fiscal years. There'll be no traditional Nobel Awards ceremony in Stockholm this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The prize winners will instead participate from their home countries. The televised ceremony will include presentations of the awards, interspersed with elements from the winners' home countries. The broadcast will likely take place at City Hall in Stockholm. WeChat's had a surge in downloads in the United States since last Friday after Washington confirmed it will push ahead with a planned ban of the app. The social media app was installed 54,000 times between Friday and Saturday, 28 times the downloads seen in the same two-day period a week before. The U.S. Department of Commerce issued an order requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads on national security grounds. A U.S. judge later blocked the move. The Commerce Department said it will challenge the order. Iran's army spokesman says the country will definitely cooperate in strengthening Syria's air defenses, as agreed by both sides back in July. The chief of staff of Iran's armed forces recently visited Syria and agreed to the request of the Syrian government. The spokesman says Iran will help any country which opposes Israel or the United States. Beijing Daxing International Airport has handled more than 10 million passengers since it was put into operation less than a year ago. It's had 84,000 takeoffs and landings as of Monday. There are about 460 flights every day. 18 domestic airlines are operating 187 domestic routes that connect 129 destinations in China. The airport also has 5 cargo flight routes. Daxing Airport's located 46 kilometers south of downtown Beijing. It officially opened in September of last year. It's designed to take the pressure off the overcrowded Beijing Capital Airport in the northeastern suburbs.